She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for an explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat. Raging in the Simulation on Wilmington's Top Iconic Rock. Are you ready to hold the line to save America one rock riff at a time? Are you ready to... No, you head down to the Walgreens. You head down to the CVS. You eat all of their ice cream and then take all of that formula and save it for Americans. I wish Dan Crenshaw cared about America as much as he cared about his last eyeball. It's not in the way that you stare to him. It's not in the way you look or the things that you say. Take a look, you nerds! Pull the line! What? Love isn't always on time! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Pull the line! Yeah! Love isn't always on time! Whoa, is not always on time. Oh, you want the good news or the bad news? The good news is that the latest version of Pegasus was installed in my system. The bad news, they found nothing. Whiskey and the Surfer, found only at whiskeyandthesurfer.com, rockfin.com/JT, youtube.com/JohnToll, twitter.com/JohnToll, instagram.com, that's real John Toll, Facebook at .grandma.org. Hey, I'm gonna find the show wherever it is. I'll stay up late at night typing my own stupid jokes into a computer so the words align with a video that nobody watches. Oh my God, isn't that art? It's not in the way you say you're mine. Ooh. It's not in the way that... No, I am a third shift editor. That's right. It's not in the way based on what you're seeing at the southern border, I can tell you the shift that is going to be here to save America. And we will all know Spanish. Thank you. Love isn't always on time. So, ladies and gentlemen, look around you. This is who is left. Except for the others that they're sending in here very, very fast. Why is that? Love isn't always... To change the actual demographics of the voting population. To increase the life of the petrodollar. Love isn't always on time. To take a faith-based community and send them to war over bullshit? Love isn't always on time. And that's why we need Rand Paul. We need Rand Paul. Always on time. No, I would take the ghost of Ron Paul to run for president right now, based way better than the ghost of actual Joe Biden. Dear God. Love isn't always on time. No, love was not on time. And I'm a love doctor. I went to the same college that Jill Biden went to.
Old video. Play zombie. Play zombie.
Thank you for my brother sending this to me on Facebook.
Crystal clear Blu-ray disc.
No, this is my new favorite movie, Clay Zombies.
Deleted scenes and more.
These claymation zombies could use a little paprika.
When's the pizza party?
Time to hit a hole.
Let her go.
Yeah, go.
Go find this wherever it is. Clay Zombies. Thank you, Tommy.
All right. People have to know if you touch the clay.
No, they have to know if you touch the economy, you have to destroy it if you're a president, unless you're Donald Trump, the only president that ever made it better, except for Ronald Reagan and JFK. And what do they do to them?
Can I get a clay?
Order your copy of Clay Zombies today. And remember, if you touch the clay, you're going to have a bad day.
Oh, that's right.
It's Whitechapel.
Oh, I've got resting riff face.
Let's go!
Mosh is all get out. Go, Mosh, right now. Just in from Twitter. I mean, and how can you believe it? Because Elon hasn't bought it yet. So is any information you're getting on Twitter real? No, because truth doesn't happen until the final sale goes through. America will not happen until Rand Paul is made in charge. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you love liberty? Maybe you need a libertarian. What about us punks who hate you libertarians? Well, then we have anarchy, and you guys can be over there fighting each other in a park. As long as you clean up the trash when you're done. Biden administration knew about the baby formula shortage as early as February. What do you think about that? According to the director of National Economic Council, Brian Deese, told CNN's Newsday today, on the 13th of May, Joe Biden, quote, "If we only had better mind readers," unquote. What would America be like if they had people who could actually tell you what the future was going to, come to fruition based on their ability to discern the past, look at our current very, very easy to monitor futures. We go back through the past. Let me see. Let's look at other economies that have shit the bed. Let's look at other societies where the security took over the liberty. Let's take over every society who had a ministry of truth and then take that ministry of truth and look back on the America that we currently live in that also has a ministry of truth. Are we all on the same page right now? The spinning red lights on the fucking Batmobile in the front of your house should be going apoplectic right now. Is this what normalcy looks like? I would love to know.
I would love to know.
How good would I look in a bat suit, though? Oh my god, you have all of the... I got a grappling ring. I have abs. First of all, Batman has no time to have abs. He gets a suit that gives him abs. That's right. Oh, I have news. Hold on. No, I have news. I'm sorry.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I have news. Raging in the simulation.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
It's Fergie. Fergalicious.
vicious definition, make them boys go loco.
Oh, no.
They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boats. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Fergalicious.
So delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that shit is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, so delicious.
According to Den Cranshaw on Instagram, it's day 477 of the Biden administration. We have record gas prices, and they still have not leased one single acre of land to drill oil on.
Fergalicious, fergalicious, fergalicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can no other lady put it down like me. I'm fergalicious.
Rand Paul, lone Senate holdout delays vote on Ukraine aid to next week. We'll pay you next week, I promise. Senator Rand Paul, he's a Republican. American from Kentucky. Remember when we used to have states? Remember we had a border that defined what all of the states were? Then we lost the border. Then we lost the states. Then we lost our local freedom. And then we lost our human sovereignty.
Baby, baby, baby.
Anyways, Rand Paul objected Thursday to a Senate vote on assistance for Ukraine, delaying the passage of the bill till next week and dampening a bipartisan push to maintain steady aid to Kyiv. I used to see Kiev. That's right. No, I was, and I admit to it. No, I'll tell you right now, for my entire life, I said Kiev. Every time I had ordered a chicken Kiev.
All the time I turn around, brothers gather around, always looking at me up and down, looking at me. I just want to say.
I said, ma'am, sir.
And I know I'm coming off.
Lauren, can I have a chicken Kiev, please?
But I'm trying to.
And there I was, misgendering that chicken.
She delicious.
And no, it was delicious because whether it's chicken Kiev or chicken Kiev, it is still amazing.
Fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock.
Senator faced backlash over his opposition, but said he stands by his decision. My oath of office is to the U.S. Constitution. Not to any foreign nation, unquote. Paul tweeted Thursday evening, repeating his remarks on the Senate floor. That's right. When I'm not sharing a hairdo with Brett Weinstein, I'm telling you how to run this country. I mean, why are both of them telling us how to run this country? They have the same hairdo. While he sympathizes with the Ukrainian people, Paul added that the U.S. cannot continue spending money we do not have. We don't have it. We don't have it. Print more. Print more. It wasn't real in the beginning. Keep printing. We'll keep creating countries that we can invade in order to keep our currency going. It's fine.
And I was
raging. I mean, this is barely raging.
We could get together for a while.
Take a deep breath.
It's been such a
center yourself.
Long time, and I really do miss your smile. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I really love to see you tonight.
Coming up next on Hill Street Blues.
We could go walking through Windy Park, take a drive along the beach.
I was trying to think of Dennis Franz's character in fucking Hill Street Blues.
See, it really doesn't.
No, but he was about to go down to Planned Parenthood to have an abortion. It was going to be a very, very, very special Hill Street Blues. That's right. Live musical guest. Entombed. If you get that joke, you're Danny Zink, and that is the only person who would get that joke.
I won't ask for promises, so you don't have to lie.
According to the WashingtonPost.com, back on this story about Rand Paul, the bill which would send 39.8 billion. Remember yesterday when it was 40 billion? It was 40 billion, and we must send $40 billion that we don't have to the country that is more corrupt than us, allegedly. And, we don't want to do that? I mean, we do want to do that. I mean, they want to do that, but the rest of you, no, you don't want to do that? Bombs falling down around you. No, Russia, if you can hear me right now, please nuke Washington, D.C.
Really love to see you tonight.
Anyways, remember yesterday it was $40 billion, and then it shit the bed, and then now here it is, according to the Washington Post, just a mere $39.8 billion. I mean, it was not... Are you moshing? Which would send $39.8 billion in economic, humanitarian, and defense aid to the United States. I mean, Ukraine. Pass on the House of Representatives this week with broad support. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, if you want the funniest end or the beginning of the new United States, broad support is Hillary Clinton coming in to save America by waging war on nerds. That's right. Don't be shocked. President Biden said he wanted it on his desk by the end of the week. I was going to make a poop joke, but I guess I know I don't have to. President Biden said he wanted it on his desk by the end of this week with Washington tried to head off a lapse in funding of Ukraine as Kyiv's forces clash with the Russian military in the countries east and south. In a letter to lawmakers this month urging Congress to approve the aid package, Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin could not define what a woman was.
Hi, we're Dr. Hook. I hope we can stay.
And if you can't define what a woman is, then maybe you shouldn't be sending our money to a country that we don't give a fuck about. Raging in the simulation on Wilmington style iconic rock is Whiskey and the Surfer. It's Dr. Hook. Take a deep breath. Enjoy your Pilates class.
Love with a beautiful woman.
What?
It's hard.
Oh, that's not, no, it's hard. I'll show you. Get over here.
You're in love with a beautiful woman. You know it's hard.
Oh, that's right. No, I just made that joke.
Everybody wants her.
That's right.
Everybody loves her.
Uh-huh. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noted in a Thursday news briefing that the bill already included funding for existing inspectors general as well as other oversight measures. You know who's not getting any money? Anybody making formula. Anybody getting formula to where you need it. No, when you're in love with a beautiful woman, you latch on to that titty. She also reiterated Biden's call to push the aid package through the legislative process. Rand Paul's opposition has attracted disapproval at home and abroad. Alexander Sherba, he is Ukraine's former, not the former. Oh, no, he is the former. He's the former ambassador to Austria. Wait, Ukraine's former ambassador to Austria. What is he doing now? Doing a fucking podcast, I bet. Anyways, on Twitter, he said that Rand Paul's move amounted to a failure to defend Ukraine's liberty. The Democratic candidate looking to unseat Paul in this year's election, Charles Booker, also denounced his obstruction. Rand Paul's office did not respond to a request for comment last month. What did he say? Same thing his dad said 25 years ago.
When you're in love with a beautiful
night. No, I don't want to misgender Rand Paul's hairdo, but I'm pretty sure the top of that hat looks terrible.
You're in love with a beautiful night.
Last month, Paul said during a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing that the U.S. support for Ukraine to join NATO contributed to the Russians' decision. I agree with that. Folks, let's go back through the history of the history that we know. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died and on 3 days rose back from the dead, and then here you are. Anyways. To solve geopolitics in one rant. All of a sudden, the Lord came in and ruined my riff. How dare you? Please forgive me for saying how dare you.
We're the beautiful woman.
I'm so bummed. I had like 9 thoughts that were going to come together like boom, boom, boom. It'll come back. I'm Whiskey and the Surfer, it's Boston.
I'm not like this, I'm really kind of shy.
That's right.
But I get this feeling whenever you walk by. I don't want to down you, I want to make you high. If you could see your way to me, come on and let me try. Let me take you home tonight.
You look at the damn story and you're like, maybe the fucking wormhole will come back open. And I'll be able to get that same rock riff going on.
You must understand this. I've watched you for so long.
Oh, is that the CIA and the Mossad looking through my unworking cell phone to watch me jerk off on Pornhub?
If we just get together, I wanna make you see. I'm dreaming of your sweet.
I mean, do we have any news going on in the world right now? I don't really know that there's a formula crisis. It's the same stories that were talking to us when there was a cream cheese shortage. So it's hard to take it seriously. It makes sense. You shut down your economy for 2 weeks.
I don't want to make excuses, I don't want to lie.
I mean, you did something no one should ever do. Shut down. Shut down. Stop. Do less. We're in a country that does better because we do more. And all of a sudden, for 2 weeks, we did nothing. And you're wondering why we can't do anything. Can I make it simpler than that? I promise on tomorrow's show, when I go back through this audio, I'm going to find the freaking end of that riff that I shit the bed on, and I will explain it. No, I'm sorry. Tonight, you know what it's like to you? It's like you do a show, and then you look at what do you get to do after your show? I don't know. 47 hours more of work.
I don't want to down you. I want to make you happy.
you have to. I'm sorry. Remember, we were grew up with a 40-hour work week. We are promised a 30-hour work week, and now we have to work a 80-hour work week. We just get together. No, no. I wish I could be Elon Musk, so I could work less hours. And maybe that's the issue, folks. Maybe you ever thought about the fact that the reason we're bringing in so many new Americans into America is because the newest Americans work harder than those of us who have been here for a long time and know how bad it is. So what's the point? No, I can land this plane. Can bring America back. No, I understand that we are ditching this country into the Pacific like a kamikaze pilot, but I'm telling you right now, we can turn this around. All you need is a silly goose to hit that engine. The next thing you know, you are landing in whatever that river is next to New York. Where did Sully land his plane? Make sure you're keeping this in the forefront of your comedy mind. Norm Macdonald created a special before his death. And that will be something for all of us to watch and really get a look in on what's important when you're facing your own mortality. Raging in the simulation, I will make it so I gotta rock. Charlie Benante, Scotty Ian, Frank Bello. Joey Belladonna and Rob Gagliano, it's Anthrax. Wake up, got another day to get through now, got another man to see, got a call for the telephone, well, got a call for some paper, sit down, got another letter to write, think hard, got a little letter to write, you can get on the telephone, why not, got another letter to write. No such thing as tomorrow, always one, two, three, go. Got the top 10, thinking in my head. Got the top 10, thinking in my head. Got the top 10, thinking in my head. Digital voice cloning using artificial intelligence in 2021. I'm not even doing the show. This is a computer doing the show. And when you figure out that this has been a simulation from the entire year, you're going to wonder why you put people in jail over selling a plant. Oh, it's a podcast. Anyways, that podcast is called... Boy, I can't even pronounce these dudes' names. Search digital voice cloning using artificial intelligence in 2022 off udeny.com. Sarindu and Sanarava. Jeez, I am so bad at these names. Look, that's what you get. Wait, you think I have no time to do prep for this? Whatever pops in front of me is what I'm supposed to be talking about. Thank you. Raging. Not raging. Less than raging. Zero raging in a simulation that's based on cats. Not a dog-based simulation, but a cat-based simulation. Just you and naps, snacks, ignoring the people who love you the most, raging in the simulation on Wilmington's Top Iconic Rock, it's Whiskey and the Surfer. It's the year of the cat. And by cat, I mean no baby formula to feed your baby that you shouldn't have had in the first place. That doesn't seem right. Do I have to start over? Oh, come on. There's no forgiveness in a podcast? I promise you, he's going to start singing now.
On a morning from a boat got moving, in a country where they turn back time. You go strolling.
Oh, you mean a country where they turn back time? The United States of America? Where we go back to 1950 and then turn this place into a kingdom?
She comes out of the sun in a silk dress.
That's what I would do. What are you going to do? Let modernity and progress keep going?
Don't bother asking for explanation. She'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat.
Ow.
She doesn't give you time for questions as she locks up your eyes. Which direction completely disappears by the blue tile walls near the market stalls. There's a hidden door she leads you to.
This just in, hearing a lot. This is from Jack Posobiec. Hearing a lot about a Trump endorsement coming out in Pennsylvania governor race, and that he made a phone call today telling someone one is coming. What does that mean? QAnon has... Look, everyone knows that I'm Q. I've been QAnon this whole time. And so now that you know that I'm QAnon, I'm reading the new news QAnon, and I'm trying to do my best to make the sense of it. Hearing a lot about a Trump endorsement. Well, that's good. He's got a good record. Coming in the PA governor's race. Well, that's also good because they were the state that ruined the whole country by allowing their Philadelphia election to be rigged. Like every Philadelphia election ever. Except for choosing to put Larry Boa at second base. Thank you. Anyways, Donnie Trump made a phone call today telling someone one is coming. It's going to be the most tremendous one. It's going to be the greatest one. If there's one ever to most come, it will be the most one that has ever come. And I promise you, when it comes, you will know. As of early Friday, Twitter's market cap has dipped $31 billion. Well, if they lose 9 more billion, maybe that money they lost, we could send that to Ukraine. Is that how money works? Anyways, Elon, what did Elon buy it at? $54.20? It's now worth $31? Is free speech worth it? Is it? Devalue your thoughts? You haven't thought about this yet. They have the ability to read your mind. They know the thoughts that you can think before you think them, and that's why they're getting rid of ideas and words in advance. So when they expose to you that they can do it, you won't have the ability to question it.
On the bus and the tourists are gone, and you've thrown
away. This is according to the Daily Beast. Look, I'm just telling you, whatever Twitter's telling me must be the truth. The Tesla Titan says his deal to buy the social media platform is on hold.
Cratering the stock. What's up? We're cratering the stock.
Oh, the best things in life are for free, and if you want to read this article, well, then suck my dick.
In the year of the cat.
What's this? Biden effort to turn ultra MAGA into disparaging epithet came from a 6-month study headed by Anita Dunn. They took 6 months to figure out to call you an ultra MAGA. This just in from Madison Avenue. Coming up next, the newest, the best, the most new and improved Ultra Mega. Come on down. We've got new memes. We've got good times. We're laughing at shit libs because we can. You have 9 jobs. We're turning this economy around. You speak Mandarin and Spanish, but that's fine. What, you've never had a Chinese burrito? I mean, you don't realize that this country is surrounded? We're surrounded. Rachel. Washington Post was reporting the shift from the White House to disparage their political opposition with the terms MAGA and Ultra MAGA. And President Trump has, quote, great MAGA came from a 6-month poll studied by Anita Dunn. You know who else is done? Joe Biden and his shit White House staff. I heard Kamala Harris was so bad that Joe Biden's staff was leaving in solidarity of Kamala Harris's staff leaving. Keep in mind, a few days ago, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said the terminology Ultra Mega was an organic utterance. If it has a catchphrase, it's fake. Keep your doctor, keep your plan. 15 days to slow the spread. The inflation is transitory. WhiskeyandTheSurfer.com is where you can find the show. JohnToll.net. We have a Patreon. Join it so I can do this all day. 2 stories from the Washington Post. How about that? Thanks for being here. God bless. The same song twice in every episode. No, one is an intro, one is an outro. Would love still be on time? Would this show still be on time?